speaking like this in our tradition, is to support us in being who we are, though we can't be other than who we are, and yet we somehow can miss it. Since I spoke a little bit about the Chinese master Fayan, I want to use a little more of his words to support us. He says, "Reality is right before you, and yet you are apt to translate it into a world of names and forms. How are you ever going to retranslate it into what it is?" So there's an interesting dialogue that will help us hopefully clarify what he's getting at and what we're getting at. There was a disciple, Xuanzi, who was director of the monastery where Fayan was. He had studied with several prominent teachers, including Fayan's teacher, Dizang, who last session we talked about. So the master asked him, "How long have you been in this community?" And Xuanzi said, "I've been here for 3 years." "How come you've never asked me questions about the teaching?" Xuanzi said, "I don't want to mislead you. When I was in the assembly of Master Yuaozhi, I was able to realize peace and joy." The master asked, "With what words were you able to enter?" Xuanzi said, "When I asked Master Yuaozhi what my true self was, he said, 'The fire spirit comes seeking fire.'" Fayan said, "Good words, but I'm afraid you don't understand them." Xuanzi explained, "The fire spirit has the nature of fire. Already being fire but still seeking fire is just like being self but still seeking self." The master said, "Now I'm sure you don't understand. If the teaching of awakening was like that, awakening wouldn't have come down to this day." Xuanzi became angry, immediately left the room, packed his bags, and departed from the monastery. But as he walked down the road, he began to reconsider, thinking, he's a respected master with many practitioners. Perhaps his pointing out my mistake might have some validity. He then returned to the monastery and apologized to the master. Master Fayan said, "Why don't you ask me your original question?" So Xuanzi asked, "What is my true self?" Fayan said, "The fire spirit comes seeking fire." Xuanzi had a deep awakening. So what did Xuanzi see? I'll give you a few hints. those of you who were here for last session will remember that Master Fayan was in a similar situation. He is going on pilgrimage and came to Master Dietzang's monastery, stayed there with some of his friends, and the master asked him, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm going on pilgrimage." And he said, "What's the purpose of pilgrimage?" And he said, "Don't know." And what did Dietzang say to him? "Not knowing is most intimate." At that, Fayan had an awakening. So, in a way, this is almost a recapitulation. If we misunderstand and become trapped by the words and try to understand it as Xuanzi did, explaining the fire spirit comes seeking fire, as if it's an analogy about already being fire and still seeking fire. Though you can say that's true, that's still conceptual, intellectual. That's not our practice. It's not our way. That is words that might make us feel good, but still leads us to missing this reality right before us. And the point is always right before us, this reality. Not getting more ideas about it, or as Master Fayan said, "Even now, no barriers." What do we do? What's our practice, if I say it? Each step, just right there. Right there. Or, if we say it another way, you yourself are this. But let's see if we can get some hints from Dogen. You know how Dogen clarifies matters, or at least how I like to bring Dogen to help us clarify matters. And this chapter that I'm going to read a little bit from, it's a wonderful chapter, but much too long to go into it, all of it, is titled Mitsugo, Secret Teaching. Mitsu means secret and go is teaching. Mitsu can also mean intimate. In other words, the most close, which is really what our practice is. What's most intimate is always our practice. Not knowing, most intimate. Mitsugo. Of course, I should clarify. Fayan, the first master, was living in China at the end of the 9th and the beginning of the 10th century. And Dogen is, of course, in Japan in the 13th century. This fascicle that I will be reading a little bit from was delivered September 20th, 1243, and transcribed October 16th of 1243. So, just so that you hear that, Mitsugo, secret teaching, intimate teaching. He starts, "The great way preserved, maintained by all Buddhas is actualized in this koan, or this phrase, you are like that, I am like that, and each of us preserves the virtue and shares in the enlightenment of our predecessors. Once an official made a donation to the great master, this is Dogen citing a case, the great master of Mount Ungo, Anais. Shakyamuni possessed a secret teaching, but Mahakashapa did not conceal it. What was the secret teaching of Buddha? Many of you are familiar with this, but I'll say a little to clarify. There's a famous case where Shakyamuni Buddha holds up a flower and smiles, and Shakyamuni holds up the flower and blinks his eyes, and Mahakashapa responds with a smile. And then there's Shakyamuni Buddha says, I have the great eye of Nirvana, and so on and so forth. I now transmit it to Mahakashapa. So that's what they're referring to. Shakyamuni possessed a secret teaching, but Mahakashapa did not conceal it. What was the secret teaching of Buddha? So this is the official, whose name is Shosho, asked. So the master said, Shosho. The official responded, yes. The master said, do you understand? No, said the official. The master said, if you don't understand, that is Shakyamuni's secret teaching. If you do understand, it is Mahakashapa's not concealing it. So this was Dogen's way of clarifying it. So he says, Shakyamuni possessed a secret teaching, but Mahakashapa did not conceal it. This is the transmission and original face of the 46th ancestor. It is not gained from another person and did not come from outside. I'll repeat that because of its importance. It is not gained from another person and did not come from outside. Yet, it was not possessed originally, nor newly acquired. Not possessed originally, nor newly acquired, yet not gained from another person, and does not come from outside. Those are Dogen's hints. Of course I could say more, but I hesitate to say too much. If I say too much, it'll be like the case of Xuanzi, who, if I'll say it, conceptualized and intellectualized. And we can do that, but is that useful in your practice life, to conceptualize? Or is it more useful for you to plunge into the present moment of your life? To plunge into the secret intimacy that is who you are. See, that's always what our practice is about. Whether you, quote, know it or don't know it, this is who you are. If I quote from other, it's because they clarify it and hopefully you'll listen to it. But we all say it all the time. Being just this moment, life as it is, the only teacher. Life as it is doesn't mean it's teaching you, it is your life teaching. that's coming forth in your life as it is. As is. Not somewhere else. Not somehow else. Reality is right before you. Not only before you, it is you. In other traditions, they say it in different ways. In the Jewish tradition, there's an expression, Ein Oid Belvadoi. There's nothing else besides that. Ein Oid Belvadoi. Your life, but as soon as we translate it into the words, names and forms and believe those, it's not that the names and forms are a problem, but if we believe those, then we get into all sorts of trouble. And when we do things based on that, we even make more trouble. So I'll go back. Yesterday I mentioned a disciple asking Fayan, in what way must one expose oneself to the way so as to be in tune with the way? Or, if I say it another way, in how must one expose oneself to reality so as to be in tune with reality? And Fayan asked back, when have you ever exposed yourself to reality without being in tune with it? Nevertheless, we refuse. So this disciple came back, but what can you do when the six senses are incapable of appreciating the subtle voice of truth? See? So, not any different than what we sometimes say. Oh, I'm confused by all, you know, what I think and what I believe. And Fayan came back. They are all your own children. You say that the six senses do not apprehend the subtle voice of the truth. Is it the ear that is at fault, or is it the eye? If fundamental reality truly is, how can it be negated even by the six senses? As the ancient said, to leave the senses is to be attached to the senses. To leave names and letters is to be attached to the names and letters. See? If we are think there's something else somewhere else, we don't see it. We are missing this reality right here. If we think this reality is a particular state, then it's not this reality. If we believe our particular story about it, then we miss this very life. See, even right now, there isn't a single barrier for you, for me, for any of us, between our life and whether we call it reality, truth, as I said, Ein Oid Belvadoi, nothing else other than that. So, Shakyamuni Buddha possesses secret teaching. If you don't understand, that is Shakyamuni's secret teaching. And yet, there is the understanding it of not concealing it. So that's why the fire spirit comes seeking fire. because we are the secret teaching, the intimate teaching, the reality teaching that is the Buddha, therefore Mahakashapa does not conceal it. If I explain, we could say secret teaching is the absolute. Of course, as soon as I explain, you're going to start getting ideas, and I'm going to start getting in trouble. But we could say if you don't understand, that is Shakyamuni's secret teaching. That's the absolute that we are. If you understand, it is Mahakashapa's not concealing it. That's realizing and actualizing, manifesting who we are, what we are, not concealing. But of course, once I start explaining like that, then it becomes dead. We get ideas of what those words mean. Or as Dogen says, towards the next paragraph, he says, when you study, do not try to comprehend everything at once. Consider everything in detail, over and over, hundreds or thousands of times, just as you would when cutting a very hard material. Do not think that it is easy to gain understanding after listening to an explanation. Such, if you don't understand, that is Shakyamuni's secret teaching. If you do understand, it is Mahakashapa's not concealing it. Such an understanding must be developed by continuous practice and study of the way. We must study the principle behind if you don't understand and try to discern its central point. We must practice diligently. Furthermore, if you understand does not necessarily mean understanding. I'll say one more thing from Dogen. Well, he says, there are two key expressions: understanding the Buddha Dharma, not understanding the Buddha Dharma. People foolishly think that there is a secret teaching that cannot be perceived by the faculties of seeing or hearing. Not concealed does not mean that everyone can see it or hear it. We rather study the not concealed that we already have. I'll say that again. We should rather study the not concealed we already have. That is the proper time when there's no place that is not concealed. I talk like this at this point because you've been sitting sesshin, but sitting sesshin is sitting the reality of your, our life, being the reality of your, our life, not getting some ideas that you could fix this and fix that, but embodying this reality that we always are, this reality that is right before us, this reality that is us, this reality that there isn't anything else but. So, therefore, I say this here to encourage us, to be who we truly are, the fire spirit coming seeking fire. Being the fire spirit, please seek, reveal the fire. Allow the fire to burn up any translated attachments in names and forms. Then the names and forms are fine opportunities of manifesting this not concealing. The names and forms are the perfect not concealing secret teaching. Okay. I know some of you find Dogen difficult. Nevertheless, I think if there's a phrase or a word that touches you, then he's worth it, because he clarifies this that's most difficult and yet most intimate. Most intimate means it's exactly yours. It's exactly who you, we are. Can't be other. Can't be other. And yet, somehow, we can miss. Being just this moment, compassion's way, that's Makashapa, not concealing. Okay, I'll stop here, and maybe we can say a little more. A little more of what you have. Or, as Fayan says, when a disciple asks, what's the ultimate teaching of all Buddhas? This is Fayan saying it to all of us. You have it too. Okay. If you want to change your position, feel free to. Yes. I have to turn to face you, excuse me.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, I do have to.
Those are the words I wait for during the whole Dharma talk.
What?
If you want to change your position.
Good.
So most of it, right at the end, I'm just waiting for you to say that, and then it's like, good.
Good. That's wonderful reality. I too ache a lot.
Sure.
I don't get kinhin.
No.
So, that's what we have. Yes.
Is there some mythology about fire god or fire spirit?
There is, but it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant in terms of us hearing this. You could say the water spirit seeks water. It's not the same. But it's fine. You could say Gikai is looking for Gikai. But what is that? if you understand it conceptually the way this person first did, Xuanzi, then you don't understand it, because what he says is, you know, already being fire but still being seeking fire is just like being the self but still seeking the self. That's perfectly conceptual understanding, and lots of people will say that. But if that's how you understand it, then reality becomes conceptualized for us, and we live out of those concepts and miss. And not only that, we don't live out of those concepts, because despite the fact that we can say that, we don't live it, because instead we live out of, I'll say it bluntly, self-centered attachments and delusions.
So it's fire spirit seeking fire, just fire spirit being fire spirit.
Don't.
I'm conceptualizing.
It's okay. Do that and then let go of that. Just chew on it. Fire spirit comes seeking fire. Or, as Dogen says, what's the secret teaching of who you are? That you are. See? It's not somewhere else. That's why we sit. Not in order to go somewhere else, but to be exactly as we are. And yet, we discover how hard it is, if I say it in such a way, or let's say it differently, how much we become distracted by all the names and forms and stories and judgments and habits and reactions that seem more real than the present moment, where we are and what's happening. And if we try to understand our sitting on a surface level, then even that further derails us. Or no, I should say it differently. It detours us. It takes us to a detour of believing that, oh, this surface level of explanation and appreciation is all I am, is who I am. If that kind of teaching, as Fayan said, this awakening practice would not have come down to the present. And he's talking about the present in 10th century China. We're another millennia past. Because there's no aliveness in that. Or let's say it the other way. There's no ability to relieve suffering, if I say it in that way. There's no ability to serve all beings. There's no ability to satisfy this fundamental that we are. We all know very well how strong reactive habits are, that despite what we say or think, when these aspects, which we can call greed, anger, confusion, whatever you want to call them, when they arise in us, they come out of our mouth and our actions so quickly, and certainly they run around in our thoughts and feelings so quickly that we are run by them. The problem isn't what we see, hear, feel, and so forth. It's what we do with it. If it's not so for you, wonderful. But it seems for many of us, that's where we get in trouble. That's where unsatisfactoriness, stress, suffering, and harm arise. Yes.
I'm wondering, I don't remember all the names.
Don't worry about the names.
But I'm wondering, why did the guy who left the monastery in Huff and then decided, I may have been wrong, and went back, and then the teacher told him the same thing. Why did he get it? Then is it important that he left and he came back? You know,
everything is important, but it's if we want to explain and dissect it, I'll say a little bit, but not too much. You can say that his reaction was, I know it, you know, and then he said, well, maybe I should reconsider. So there is something there if we explain it in that way. He was open to hearing what might Fayan, the master, have to say that I don't get. So maybe there is that part. So that's if you want to dissect it. But still, we have to really chew on what is it that the fire spirit comes seeking fire expresses. Because this is what the first teacher said too. And yet we grab those words, and in his sense he conceptualized it and intellectualized it. He had a wonderful, as he said, I realized peace and joy from it. So, and yet it was not deep enough, because it became theory and not enough, not adequate, not clear. What is it? That I won't say anymore. That's why it's a case for us to chew on. If I said more, it would be more of the same. I've already said too much. What is it? That's why I brought Dogen in. Dogen clarifies it further. Dogen's phrase, actually it's not Dogen's, it's Ungo's phrase. If you don't understand, that is Shakyamuni's secret teaching. What is that? What is Shakyamuni's secret intimate teaching, which is always exposed? There is no secret. What does the Buddha say? I and all beings of the great earth have together attained way. All beings are the wisdom and perfection of the Buddha, except because of delusion and attachment, or beliefs and attachments, or ignorance and attachments, we miss it. We don't live it. That's the expression of Buddha's enlightenment. All beings are, not have, not something they have to strive for to become, are the wisdom and perfection of Buddha. That's who we are. Everyone keeps repeating it in different ways. I mean, I have to look to in order to quote them. What did Fayan say? Reality is right before you. See? Someone asked him, what is the ultimate teaching of all Buddhas? You have it too. There, he says the same thing. Okay. But we have to make it be, even though at this very moment there's not a single barrier to it, yet we have to do it for ourselves, because we do all sorts of things to keep us from beavers. So Dogen encourages us to practice, to diligently study, diligently practice this, so that we can for ourselves see what this is. I'm looking to see the quote, but I'll just leave it aside. It's there. I've said it before in different ways. Always, we have the opportunity in the very functioning of our life as it is. Our life means all the various forms of being alive as we are. Hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, thinking, all the forms of our life are nothing but the functioning of the Buddha's wisdom and perfection. And it's not someone else's, it's ours. It's our intimacy. It's our secret that we must not conceal. And yet, if we conceal from others, we conceal from ourselves. In fact, the first one we conceal it from is from ourselves. So, you want?
Well, there's this sort of dynamic that gets set up, I guess, which misleads us, because there's this sense of we don't get it, and somebody does get it. And on the one hand, we're told, well, there's nothing to get, but there's this sense that because we're not getting it, I'm just speaking for myself, we have clueless about the whole Dharma talk, for just to not put too fine a point on it. Then there's this automatic sort of, I gotta get this. It's the very trap that you just fall into all the time. There's something I'm not getting here, because I don't think Gemyo's jerking me around, so there's something I'm not getting, and I gotta get it, and it's obvious, and that's really how you kill us all, by the way, is when you say it's obvious. That kills anybody. It's like, obvious! Now you're killing me. With this right in front of your nose stuff. It's just like, oh, why don't you say it's mysterious and baffling and confounding, and then I'd be okay, that's fine. But when you do this obvious thing, or some form of it, it's right in front of you, it's you all the time, that really can drive a person crazy.
I do say it's mysterious. That's my name. My name is Mysterious, yes. Mysterious. So that's what Genmyo means. Mysterious.
Yeah. But you know what
but,
I mean.
But that's, if you don't understand it, that is Shakyamuni's secret teaching. Be don't understanding. That's fine.
But we want to know the secret.
Good. Then that right there is what you to discover where I want to know and be experiencing I want to know in the midst of not knowing. It's another mental habit, one of the more pernicious ones, because we then go turn reality into what we want to figure out the categories that knowing is, and limit ourselves to what knowing is and isn't. See, knowing is a trap. It's nothing wrong with it, but if that's where we want to fit ourselves, it's a trap. Because once we squeeze ourselves into knowing, we miss large aspects of our life. We could just as well squeeze ourselves into not knowing and miss large aspects of our life too, if we get trapped by those words. That's why I said at the beginning, I speak, but it's only an encouragement and support for our ongoing practice. Maybe something in the words will strike. Good. If they don't, let them go. Throw them away. Throw them away anyway afterwards. They're gone. And yet, chew on what is resonant for you. Because the point is, I can't give you something from outside. It's, as Dogen said, it is not gained from another person. See, he says, he's talking exactly to you. He knew you were going to ask this question. It is not gained from another person and not come from outside. So if you thought you were going to, I was going to give you something and it was going to come from the outside to you, he says, it is not gained from another person. This is what? No, this, the Shakyamuni's secret teaching, and Mahakashapa's not concealing it. Yet, it's not possessed originally, nor newly acquired. So what is that? Not possessed originally, and yet not newly acquired. See, if you're going to think it's one or the other of those, so what is it? This is why we sit. This is why we each eat our own food, shit our own shit. No one else can do it for us. At least, not that I know of. That's
nicely put. I got that.
Sometimes
all
you have to
that.
Say it bluntly. But the point isn't the words. The point is so that we are encouraged to take our life as our teacher. Not to teach us something, some life out there, but this very functioning of our life, which is so-called inside and so-called outside, our life, and allow that to be the teaching of our life, the revealing of our life, the revealing of, and then live this reality that we are. Or notice all the ways that we refuse to live this reality. And then see what efforts are needed diligently to practice with the ways and how we refuse to live our life. See, that's why we say caught, just to remind us some of the things that we might do. That's why we started this morning with all the old stuff that we might hold on to. No. Stories about what happened to us or what we did or the judgments that get in the way, so that for a moment we can acknowledge and be at one with them and we don't have to fiddle with them, you know, and be open-handed with it. So good. One.
So I know we're always being told that there's we all have Buddha nature, and this is a Buddha and that's a Buddha, and I don't know what a Buddha
good.
Is. Good.
Yeah. Then you have a good basic I don't know to chew on. What is Buddha? What is being
what is Buddha?
Buddha?
I'm
good.
Not asking you.
No. You don't get it from another person. It doesn't come from outside. So chew on what is Buddha. Good. You just said it and it's your own. And I've given you a hint. It's called your name. Your name means no trace. So live a no trace life. And then you'll...
And then we'll talk.
No. We can talk right now. Then it'll be clear to you. So, yeah. See, that's the point. Shakyamuni's secret teaching, if we don't understand, right there is Shakyamuni's secret teaching for us. And yet, it's also not concealed. So be.
And we sit here for days, 3 days.
No, we sit here one sitting at a time, one breath at a time. When we sit, okay. Just be the one breath. Don't worry about the rest, before or after.
And that's what's useful about
right.
us, whatever it is we're doing.
Yes, it is. And it's useful when we sit, and it's useful when we walk, and it's useful when we sleep, and when we work, and when we talk. And after session, it's useful when we say hello and smile to someone, and it's useful when we say goodbye. And as another expression is, it helps you return home in a dark night. It's a paraphrase, but good enough. Okay, if anyone needs to, but say something. But I think I've spoken much too much.
So you said something like not originally there, yet not newly acquired. Something in me brings back a newborn baby, that intimacy with reality that you see in their eyes, where reality and intimacy with that baby is one, it appears to me, originally. Why would that not originally be there?
It's not something you get from someone else, and it doesn't come from outside. It's not originally there because you already have a story about that this baby starts with this originally being born. Not born, not destroyed, is the nature of who we are. And so, yes, it's true. You can see it, we can sense it with the baby, because we are more open to seeing it with the baby. But the baby doesn't have what you don't have. You don't lack what the baby is.
I get that, but I'm wondering about this intimacy and reality before the baby is conditioned out of that consciousness that's in that newborn.
No, don't go there.
Okay.
Don't go there.
Because if you believe the conditioned takes you out of it, then you've already are missing that. See, that still has an idea that there's some self that gets covered over and conditioned by the various senses.
But isn't that the attachments and delusions, this conditioning that...
But are they anything else but who we are?
No, but I keep coming back to the place of not originally there, yet not newly acquired. I'm wondering, not originally there, just
yes.
means...
Yes.
Okay.
So you need to see...
Not
originally there mean? What does it mean, not newly acquired? See, what does it mean? What is our original self? What is our original self right now? Not some past time, not some future time, not somewhere inside, or not somewhere special. That's reality is right before you. It's not covered over by, you know, the senses and all that.
Okay.
It's never covered over. Can't be covered over. Can't be covered over. See? Fire spirit comes seeking fire. Never covered over. Okay. If you want, we can clarify this further individually. And of course, if you want, you can go look at these original texts and see further whether it's Dogen's secret teaching or intimate teaching or Mitsugo, whichever title you want to use, or look at Fayan's material, which is all easily available, and I can help you with that. But the point of those materials that I cite are just to encourage us. You don't need any of this. Certainly don't need my talk. All you need is what you already are, who you already are. And though we don't need to sit, we need to sit. That's why we sit. So that's why we practice. That's why Dogen says practice diligently. That's why Shakyamuni's secret teaching isn't concealed. So, thank you.
Caught in the self-centered dream, only suffering. Holding to self-centered thoughts, exactly the dream. Each moment, life as it is, the only teacher. Meeting just this moment, compassion's way. Cause in the self-